from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Hey, it's Sparky, 5 or 1250 AM, The Fan, Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. And joining us now is one of my favorite dudes. One of my favorite dudes you're going to find on social media. One of my favorite dudes when it comes to guest-wise, when we have him on Curd and Long all the time. He is Dusty Evely, joins us now. Of course, he's with Cheesehead TV, Packer Report, Pack-A-Day Podcast. When you talk about Dusty Evely, you talk about one of the better film analysts you're going to find in this area. And he had me laughing last night when he put, if this defense sucks under Halfley, I will never trust a Green Bay defense again, says Dusty Evely. And that had me chuckling because I don't think anybody's trusted a Packers defense in quite some time anyhow. So, Dusty, what has you all fired up about what you're seeing and kind of putting together in your head about this Packers defense?
Man, I love it. First of all, thank you for the kind words, Sparky. As always, appreciate you having me on, brother. I've been listening to Halfley since, 2 days before he came over to the Packers. He had a podcast with, I'm blanking on the guy, Adam Brenneman.
Yep.
Yeah. So everyone listened to that. I've listened to that probably a couple times since he was hired, obviously. And then I've heard him talk. I've watched clinics with him. He did like a press technique clinic for cornerbacks. And the way he looks at defense, the way he talks about defense, he's not a rah-rah guy. He seems like a personable guy, but he also seems like he is a pure football dude. I mean, it's very easy to look at and say, listen, the reason he left Boston College, he basically said this, is NIL transfer portal stuff. It was so far outside the realm of what he wanted to do. He just wanted to coach football. And you can hear that when you talk and you listen to any of his former players talk, the first thing they bring up is he's a teacher. First and foremost, he's a teacher. You hear him talk, the detailed way he talks. It's hard not to get excited when you listen to him talk, but then also just what he wants to do defensively. I mean, he talks about this. I'd say a lot of people do this. Joe Barry didn't do this. A lot of defensive coordinators will talk about wanting to dictate terms to the offense, right? You want to you want to make sure that you're dictating to the offense. You're being aggressive. You're putting them on their heels. You're forcing them to react to what you're doing rather than the other way around. Halfley, I mean, you look at his defenses, it seems like he does that. He wants to play downhill at you. He plays a lot of single high stuff, but he wants to play aggressively on the corners. He wants to break down defensively. He wants to beat you up front. He wants to beat you with talent, but he also wants to beat you with some of his scheme and kind of the way he likes to run stuff. So, you listen to him talk. You watch his defenses. The other thing, I know he mentioned yesterday in the press conference, he talks about not necessarily like fitting guys into his scheme, but putting guys where they are best suited. And you see that through his days at Boston College. I think he went into BC wanting to be single high press man team. He didn't have the horses for that. And so he adjusted. He adjusted based on opponent. He adjusted based on season, based on who he had. So you put all that stuff together, you get a guy who wants to play aggressive. He's got a single way he wants to play. But he also knows that if that isn't working, he can adjust. He can get his guys to play to their best, and he's a tremendous teacher. So I think, again, one of those, anytime he has a press conference, it's must-watch stuff because it is, you watch him and go, all right, man, this guy seems like he gets it. And he's got a good history of that stuff, too. So I'm fired up for him. And like I said, if this doesn't work, and it's probably just, I'm over the moon. If this doesn't work, man, I just don't believe anything's going to work. It's like Packers special teams or something in the water room.
Yeah, I agree with you on Packers special teams. Dusty Evely, again, joins us. Follow him on Twitter at Dusty Evely, E-V-E-L-Y. When we talk about great defensive coordinators and great minds, Bill Belichick, obviously one of those guys. And the one thing that he always has professed and believed in is it's one game plan one week. It could be a completely different game plan the next week. You could get one look on film this week, and next week may not look anything like it. Do you feel like Halfley is going to be that type of guy, or is he more of a guy that sets in on one defense and then kind of plays that throughout the year, like kind of like Joe Barry did for half the time?
I think he'll feel it out. I mean, like I said, I think he wants to go in and play a certain way. I think he wants to go in four down front, likely see a lot of Lucas Van Ness with his hand in the dirt, but he wants kind of a penetrating line up front. So instead of kind of holding the gaps and allowing your linebackers to flow through, he wants those guys doing the work, which I think works well with guys like Kenny Clark and Devontae Wyatt. And I think he wants his linebackers to play downhill while also reading stuff. So I think cover one and cover three is what he wants to play. But again, like we saw at Boston College, we saw even through his last year there, it wasn't just his approach as a whole that changed, but you did see game by game adjustments. So I do think, I mean, as with a lot of defense coordinators, you're not changing your entire defense on the fly. It's really hard to do that. It's really hard to coach that. It's really hard to teach that. I think he's got his shell. I think he's got what he wants to do, his base defense he wants to run. But I also think he's going to throw tweaks in every single week, depending on who they're playing. I think, again, he wants to play a lot of single high. He'll play too high if he has to. So I think he will, and I think he's got, we saw with the draft, I think he's got the pieces there to mix and match that a little bit more. You got the versatility with, I think McKinney and Bullard can do a lot of the same things, and then guys like Evan Williams and Oladapo can do a lot of the same things. So you can mix and match some guys there and play different ways with the same guys using their versatility every week. So I do think we're going to see week to week. There's not going to be vast changes, but I do think there will be changes based on who they're playing to kind of take advantage of that.
As people like to say, who's going to eat on this defensive line thanks to this defensive change? A lot of people seem to think Devontae Wyatt is going to be that guy.
Yeah, it's hard not to. I mean, this is what he was in college. I think his best role is that kind of penetrating defensive lineman. You don't want him holding up at the point of attack. You want him kind of knifing in. He's a good pass rusher for an interior guy. I think he seems like a prime candidate. He showed some stuff last year when he was able to get on the field a little more. And I think with this defense, I think he's going to get a chance to shine even more. So yeah, I'm really excited about why it can be in this defense.
What about Kenny Clark? How does he fit into all of this inside?
Yeah, I mean, he's another guy that's perfect. I mean, Kenny Clark, I think, has been, since he's been in the league for the most part, a very underrated guy as far as from a national perspective. I think he's everything you need at that position. He can hold up at the point of attack. You see him take on double teams, but he's also a gifted pass rusher. So if you're looking at getting after the passer, if you're looking at penetrating, trying to get TFLs in the run game, I mean, the Kenny Clark, Devontae Wyatt pairing is a really, really fun one because both those guys can do that.
What do you make of the line?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Backer position, you know, they had McDuffie, they had Quay Walker already. They draft a couple more linebackers to put into this mix. How does that sort itself out?
I really, man, that was one of the picks I really loved. Was I don't love taking a linebacker in round one, but the top linebacker in round two, man, I'm totally down with. So I think Edge Cooper is going to fit really well. I mean, I'll do the same thing I did when they drafted Quay, is just preach patience, because linebacker is a very, very, very tough position to come in and play from day one. A lot of times you don't see those guys playing well until year two, year three. And so I think he's going to take his lumps. I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but I can also see Halfley taking a little bit off of him in the early goings. I think Quay being that point man, maybe the Mike in that defense, and then you get Edger and Cooper using that athleticism on the backside, using that as kind of more of the coverage guy. I think it could be a little rough out of the gate just because rookie linebackers, that's tough, but I'm really excited about Edge Cooper and even a guy like Tyron Hopper, who they took third round. I know that was kind of a head scratcher when they took him, but I think that's a guy who could grow into something as well. I don't think that's a day one contributor, but I think his athleticism and also some of his downhill attacking, I think that's going to take him a little while to learn. He's a little on the smaller side, I believe, so I'd like to see him maybe put on a little weight there, but he could be a lot of fun. But I think the pairing, because if you're looking at this defense, you know, you say 4-3, it's really going to be more 4-2-5, so two linebackers on the field, because you're playing nickel 75% of the time. If your two linebackers are Quay and Edge Cooper, with Edge being kind of that backside, again, kind of more of the coverage guy, especially in the early going, that's a really fun pairing. There's a lot of athleticism there.
Let's talk about the pros and the cons, I guess, of this defense as you've watched it and try and figure out what this is going to look like for the Packers. Obviously, Joe Barry's defense, guys playing 10 yards off the wide receiver and so forth, and they just dinked and dunked their whole way down the field. And that was obviously a huge pitfall that got everybody upset. What's that pitfall for this new Packers defense?
But they play like I think they're going to play. This is a situation where you could see them giving up more explosive plays, but being better on a down-to-down basis. So you've got a lot of, and this is overly simplistic, but if you're looking at a single high defense, if they're based in single high, which again is what Halfley wants to do, you're essentially trying to, one of the reasons the league went to too high is because against single high, you got guys running, you got speed receivers running crossers 12 to 15 yards across the safety space. You get it to them in space, you don't have another safety back there, and you catch it and run. We saw the Chiefs do that with Tyreek Hill a bunch. So a lot of the league kind of went to too high to take away those crossers. Against single high, that's back on. And so if you're running single high defense and defenses know that you're running that, which again, they're not going to run all the time, but if they know that's typically what you're going to run, you're going to see a lot of those crossers, and that becomes a race between can you get to the quarterback for the quarterback and hit a crosser in space for a big gain. And so I think we're going to see some of those. I do have some concerns about the pass rush up front. Perhaps we'll kind of see how some of that stuff shakes out, but that's going to be the thing. We got to get to the quarterback with our four. Halfley will blitz, but typically more on third down. We got to get to the quarterback with our four before he can hit our crosser 15 yards down the field in space. And so, I think you're going to see some of those, especially early going. And so there will be more explosives, but I do think down to down basis they're going to be more aggressive. They're going to be playing downhill a little more. But I do think if you're looking for a downside, that is likely a downside. Like you said, Joe Barry, 10 yards off, dink and dunk. It's going to be harder to do that, but maybe you'll see some more 20-yard gains in there.
Time with Dusty Evely, Packer Report, Cheesehead TV, Pack-A-Day podcast, film analyst here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What about the corners for this Packers team? Do they benefit more from what this defense is going to be when you talk about Jaire Alexander, Stokes, if he could stay healthy, and Valentine?
Man, I'm really excited. I wrote something for the Cheesehead TV draft guide this year, and this was one of the things I was very excited about. I think they had a chance to bolster this room a little bit, but if you look at how those three guys specifically want to play, they want to play in your face. Stokes played fairly well his rookie year. Then we obviously know stuff happened since then. But if you looked at what he did in Georgia, and we'll see with the recovery speed as a question for Stokes and if he still has that. What he did at Georgia, he'd play close to the line. He'd use that recovery speed to kind of bump you a little bit. He'd get in your face. He'd play close because he knew he had the speed to kind of take off and catch you if you beat him at the line. He wants to play close. He wants to play physical. Jaire wants to play close. He wants to play physical. And I think the same way with Valentine. I mean, Valentine is that dude wants to be where he can talk, basically, and that's in your face. So I think these guys, if you're looking at a more aggressive, I don't think it's going to be pure bump and run. I don't think they're not playing, you know, jam coverage every single time. Excuse me. But I do think these guys will, as far as like either a man-to-man or even a zone looks where you're playing a little more downhill, you're playing a little closer, you're getting in their face, this is exactly where I think is the best use of those guys' skill set. Having Eric Stokes when he was out there playing 12 yards off and playing in a zone, man, that just feels wrong. I think he wants to be up to his line.
Yeah, and I would agree with you on that as well. When we talk about Halfley himself and kind of, you know, what this is going to look like defensively and how good they are, I saw Peter Bukowski, co-founder of The Leap, a newsletter and host of Locked On Packers, mention earlier today that, you know, if this defense plays well, like everybody seems to think they will, that you may be one and done with Halfley, and he may be on to a head coaching job somewhere else in this league because he has had coaching experience in college at Boston College. Do you think he could have that type of momentum after just 1 year with this Packers defense, knowing that A, they're learning the system for the first time, and B, there are some rookies in some critical spots?
Top five. If they finish top five defense, yeah. I mean, I think that's certainly in the conversation. He seems to be well-liked. He's worked in the NFL before. He's worked with a lot of people in the NFL. People speak highly of him. I mean, the thing with me would be, you know, what are the openings, what are the guys looking at? But the biggest thing is for him. He left Boston College. Now, that was not necessarily because of head coaching stuff. But as a head coach, there are things. I mean, this is always a thing. A head coach, just because you're a good coordinator, doesn't mean you're going to be a good head coach. And doesn't right. necessarily mean you'll like that stuff. You see some coordinators that just stay coordinators. You see offensive line coaches just stay offensive line coach. I don't want anything else. So I kind of wonder if for Halfley, maybe he wants that. Maybe he wants to be a head coach eventually. But after the Boston College thing, I wouldn't be shocked if this is like a you know, if he gets a head coaching offer after the year, if they play well enough, they just says, nah, I'm good. And maybe he just...
Backer position. You know, they had McDuffie. They had Quay Walker already. They draft a couple more linebackers to put into this mix. How does that sort itself out?
I really, man, that was one of the picks I really loved was I don't love taking a linebacker in round one, but the top linebacker in round two, man, I'm totally down with. So I think Edge Cooper is going to fit really well. I mean, I'll do the same thing I did when they drafted Quay, is just preach patience, because linebacker is a very, very, very tough position to come in and play from day one. A lot of times you don't see those guys playing well until year two, year three. And so I think he's going to take his lumps. I think there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve, but I can also see Halfley taking a little bit off of him in the early goings. I think Quay being that point man, maybe the mic in that defense, and then you get Edger and Cooper using that athleticism on the backside, using that as kind of more of the coverage guy. I think it could be a little rough out of the gate just because rookie linebackers, that's tough, but I'm really excited about Edge Cooper, and even a guy like Tyron Hopper, who they took third round. I know that was kind of a head-scratcher when they took him, but I think that's a guy who could grow into something as well. I don't think that's a day-one contributor, but I think his athleticism and also some of his downhill attacking, I think that's going to take him a little while to learn. He's a little on the smaller side, I believe, so I'd like to see him maybe put on a little weight there, but he could be a lot of fun. But I think the pairing, because if you're looking at this defense, you know, you say 4-3, it's really going to be more 4-2-5, so two linebackers on the field, because you're playing nickel 75% of the time. If your two linebackers are Quay and Edge Cooper, with Edge being kind of that backside, again, kind of more of the coverage guy, especially in the early going, that's a really fun pairing. There's a lot of athleticism there.
Let's talk about the pros and the cons, I guess, of this defense as you've watched it and try and figure out what this is going to look like for the Packers. Obviously, Joe Barry's defense, guys playing 10 yards off the wide receiver and so forth, and they just dinked and dunked their whole way down the field. And that was obviously a huge pitfall that got everybody upset. What's that pitfall for this new Packers defense?
So if they play like I think they're going to play, this is a situation where you could see them giving up more explosive plays, but being better on a down-to-down basis. So you've got a lot of, and this is overly simplistic, but if you're looking at a single high defense, if they're based in single high, which again is what Halfley wants to do, you're essentially trying to, one of the reasons the league went to two high is because against single high, you got guys running, you got speed receivers running crossers 12 to 15 yards across the safety space. You get it to them in space, you don't have another safety back there, and you catch it and run. We saw the Chiefs do that with Tyreek Hill a bunch. So a lot of the league kind of went to two high to take away those crossers. Against single high, that's back on. And so if you're running single high defense and defenses know that you're running that, which again, they're not going to run all the time, but if they know that's typically what you're going to run, you're going to see a lot of those crossers, and that becomes a race between can you get to the quarterback for the quarterback and hit a crosser in space for a big gain. And so I think we're going to see some of those. I do have some concerns about the pass rush up front. Perhaps we'll kind of see how some of that stuff shakes out, but that's going to be the thing. We got to get to the pass. We got to get to the quarterback with our four. Halfley will blitz, but typically more on third down. We got to get to the quarterback with our four before he can hit our crosser 15 yards down the field in space. And so, I think you're going to see some of those, especially early going. And so there will be more explosives, but I do think down to down basis they're going to be more aggressive. They're going to be playing downhill a little more, but I do think if you're looking for a downside, that is likely a downside. Like you said, Joe Barry, 10 yards off, dink and dunk. It's going to be harder to do that, but maybe you'll see some more 20-yard gains in there.
Time with Dusty Evely, Packer Report, Cheesehead TV, Pack-A-Day podcast, film analyst here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What about the corners for this Packers team? Do they benefit more from what this defense is going to be when you talk about Jair Alexander, Stokes, if he can stay healthy, and Valentine?
Man, I'm really excited. I wrote something for the Cheesehead TV draft guide this year, and this was one of the things I was very excited about. I think they had a chance to bolster this room a little bit, but if you look at how those three guys specifically want to play, they want to play in your face. Stokes played fairly well his rookie year. Then we obviously know stuff happened since then. But if you looked at what he did in Georgia, and we'll see with the recovery speed as a question for Stokes and if he still has that. When he did it at Georgia, he'd play close to the line. He'd use that recovery speed to kind of bump you a little bit. He'd get in your face. He'd play close because he knew he had the speed to kind of take off and catch you if you beat him at the line. He wants to play close. He wants to play physical. Jair wants to play close. He wants to play physical. And I think the same way with Valentine. I mean, Valentine is that dude wants to be where he can talk, basically, and that's in your face. So I think these guys, if you're looking at a more aggressive, I don't think it's going to be pure bump and run. I don't think they're not playing, you know, jam coverage every single time. Excuse me, but I do think these guys will, as far as like either a man-to-man or even a zone looks where you're playing a little more downhill, you're playing a little closer, you're getting in their face, this is exactly where I think is the best use of those guys' skill set. Having Eric Stokes when he was out there playing 12 yards off and playing in a zone, man, that just feels wrong. I think he wants to be up to his line.
Yeah, and I would agree with you on that as well. When we talk about Halfley himself, and kind of, you know, what this is going to look like defensively and how good they are. I saw Peter Bukowski, co-founder of The Leap, a newsletter and host of Locked On Packers, mention earlier today that, you know, if this defense plays well, like everybody seems to think they will, that you may be one and done with Halfley and he may be on to a head coaching job somewhere else in this league because he has had coaching experience in college at Boston College. Do you think he could have that type of momentum after just 1 year with this Packers defense, knowing that A, they're learning the system for the first time, and B, there are some rookies in some critical spots?
Top five. If they finish top five defense, yeah. I mean, I think that's certainly in the conversation. He seems to be well-liked. He's worked in the NFL before. He's worked with a lot of people in the NFL. People speak highly of him. I mean, the thing with me would be, you know, what are the openings, where the guy's looking at? But the biggest thing is for him. He left Boston College. Now, that was not necessarily because of head coaching stuff. But as a head coach, there are things. I mean, this is always a thing. A head coach, just because you're a good coordinator, doesn't mean you're going to be a good head coach. And doesn't right. necessarily mean you'll like that stuff. You see some coordinators that just stay coordinators. You see offensive line coaches just stay offensive line coach. I don't want anything else. So I kind of wonder if for Halfley, maybe he wants that. Maybe he wants to be a head coach eventually. But after the Boston College thing, I wouldn't be shocked if this is like a, if he gets a head coaching offer after the year, if they play well enough, then he just says, nah, I'm good. And maybe he's just the defensive coordinator for at least a few years, just because he does seem like a dude who really does just, I just want to coach football, man. And you can coach that more as a head coach in the NFL than you can as a head coach at a college program, especially now. But he just got out of something where he felt like he wasn't coaching football enough. So I think it could be, I think the offers could be on the table. I don't know if they will be. I think if they finish top five with how maligned this defensive group has been over the years, I think it's certainly in the conversation. But I think for me, it more comes down to Halfley. If that's something that he's going to want to do after 1 year getting back to coaching football, if he's like, no, I want to do this for a few more years before I do get into head coaching, kind of like, why am I blanking on the Lions offensive coordinator? I mean, he could have taken head coaching jobs the past 2 years, and he's like, no, I'm good. I like where I'm at. I could see a similar thing with Halfley if he gets offered.
I will be crushed as a Packer fan if this dude gets his defense to play that well and is gone after a year. I just crushed. Like, the entire fan base will just cry. Unless they win a Super Bowl, this entire fan base is just going to be like, we finally got somebody, and now we lost him that quickly. Like, it would crush this fan base without question. But I'll enjoy the 1 year we have him if it does go as well as you're talking here. Dusty Evely, follow him on Twitter, Dusty Evely. And, of course, film analyst, Cheesehead TV, Pack-A-Day Podcast, Packer Report. If you never heard of him, shame on you. Go follow him on Twitter, and you'll love him as much as the rest of us do. Dusty, thanks so much, man. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me on.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale starts now. Take the labor out of shopping for custom window treatments and make upgrading your home easy and affordable. Don't miss out on up to 50% off right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing and free shipping. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Blinds.com's design experts can help you make the perfect choices with free virtual consultations. Plus, they'll send samples right to your door fast and free. Blinds.com can even handle the measure and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Since 1996, customers have trusted Blinds.com to cover over 25 million windows, all backed by their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Take the labor out of upgrading your home with Blinds.com's Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus premium doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.